errors have made a difference, then there is no point to concerning yourself with these matters because they are clearly irrelevant. They have been superseded by a superior method of viewing reality. Because you have to face the fact that to whatever extent you rely upon prayer, you are downgrading your respect for these physical factors. But respect for one or the other is clearly called for. Which one has experience shown to be your most profitable alternative? Now, I'd like to finish this up by examining one more attitude towards prayer. And if you feel I'm belaboring the subject, please excuse me, but I do want to cover it from every possible angle, and I'm sure I'm still not touching upon many attitudes towards prayer that are prevalent, and we can discuss them further in the discussion period, but the point is, in giving this as a seminar last fall, I found that I ran into most of these as being the more prevalent ones. But of course, whenever it's discussed, the reply I always get is that you're not talking about prayer at all. You're constructing a straw man and knocking it down so you can prove prayer doesn't exist, which of course is not my intention in the first place. And if you make that statement to me tonight and tell me what prayer really is, and I incorporate that in my discussions next time, I will be willing to wager on the unknown factor that there will be at least three people in that next group that will tell me that no individual in his right mind ever had such an attitude towards prayer and that I'm just simply waving at windmills. So let me take this one last particular attitude, which can be summed up as follows. Prayer is not an attempt to wish away reality. Prayer is a method of getting in tune with reality. By praying, one obtains a better understanding of reality or God, whichever term is applied to the laws of nature, and that the purpose of prayer is to be in better harmony with reality, to understand it better. Now, in this system, the individual has developed a particular technique that he has found elevates his consciousness. Through the use of this device, which he calls prayer, he goes beyond what would be his normal, routine understanding of life. And he begins to see things in this frame of mind in a much broader, more all-encompassing way. Things become integrated more. He begins to see systematic underpinnings to reality that he couldn't see when he was just out daily wandering through the trees and unable to see the forest. Now, to anyone who practices a variation of this, I want to apologize for what I am obviously doing, which is to oversimplify it. But it is not the fine points of the technique that we're after here, but rather the principle involved. What has happened, essentially, is that the individual has found a method of mind stimulation that he believes improves his mental ability to view reality. And that is fine, whatever the type of prayer that is employed to bring this about. But if the individual finds that he gets a better conception of reality, then there are two factors he wants to consider. If the truth seems clearer to him as a result of his prayers, then he wants to know, what are the results of those truths when I go out to apply them in practice? And secondly, am I sure that I am emphasizing the relevant parts of this prayer technique and not, again, concentrating on irrelevancies? First of all, do the things I discover through prayer hold up when I practice them? When I go out and apply them to reality, do I find them consistent? Because no matter how I discover truth, from the Bible, from a course, from a book, from prayer, no matter how, its only purpose is to bring better consequences in practical living. So I must put this truth to the same test that I would put the things I read in the Bible or the other books or the things I hear in Harry Brown's courses. All of them will have to be consistent with reality as I see it, and then they will have to work in practice, or else, no matter how I obtained them, they're meaningless. Well, assuming then that the discoveries I make through prayer do seem to be truer, have I checked out my system to be sure that I am not overemphasizing irrelevancies? Meaning, what do I know really about the cause and effect relationship that brings me such good results? If it is simply a relaxed mental state that enables me to think more clearly, then I could leave God out of it just as easily, because He has only been an artificial tool that I have constructed to try to attain a relaxed state. Perhaps I could do it faster and better by practicing yoga. Just standing on my head would bring blood to my head, and although honestly I've never tried it, I understand that that is the purpose of it, simply to be able to think more clearly. And there are many other ways, many other techniques that can be used to get one to think more clearly, quickly, and effectively. Maybe those other techniques are a more profitable use of my resources. So the point is, I am merely examining it to be sure that I am not dwelling on irrelevancies, but am dealing as fast as possible by going right to the cause and then producing the effect.